All right, it's Buzz Baby University, Scott Spisano. What you and every other man who's about to have a baby should never, ever, ever, ever do in the delivery room.
98.9 to Buzz. What man should never do in the delivery room.
I know some people are going to debate me on this, and that is fine. That's what Buzz Baby University is all about. We are all professors, so now I am adamant about this.
Okay, now
I'm a firm believer in the daddy of the baby should not do this.
Okay,
but if you do think differently, feel free 222-2899. Call up.
Okay, now let's define this.
Yeah.
At what point in the process of having a baby are we talking about?
The entire process.
You mean the second you walk into the hospital?
The second you wheel her in that room.
Oh.
The minute she lays down on that bed.
Mm-hmm.
From that moment forward, you cannot do this. And I am so nervous you're going to do this because this is one of your things. You do this a lot.
What?
And it's like, okay, normally it's fine. But if you do this...
Okay,
your
stop.
Wife is having
stop
the baby.
Stop teasing me. What is it?
You can't eat.
What do you mean I can't eat?
If the doctor tells you.
Jeez.
Because sometimes, now every woman's delivery is different. Labor is different for everybody. So I don't know how it was for you. But for a lot of women, the doctor will say, okay, stop. You can't eat food now. You're done eating after the baby is born.
Right, now, there's a certain point where you have to like eat ice cubes and chew on ice.
Right,
and
you're done. Now, for some women, like me, it was a full day of no eating. Like, the labor was just so long that I couldn't eat, and I was starving.
Oh, yeah.
If my husband were to eat, I would have murdered him.
Why? I don't understand this.
You can't eat. If your wife can't eat, you can't eat.
Okay.
Don't even sneak out of the room and eat.
Oh, no,
don't
no,
eat
no,
in front
no,
of her.
No, 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 no.
You
no, no.
don't eat.
No, 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 absolutely not. And I'll tell you why. Because one of us has to have the strength to make this thing better. And me, I am here. I'm not a doctor. I can't give you an epidural. I am not a lactation nurse. I can't teach you how to breastfeed. I am not the lady that comes in to make sure you're not going to sue us. Right? You know that lady that comes
in? I don't know.
I remember that lady that comes in and she's like paperwork lady. So we got to make sure you don't sign
this. Okay. That's what we're signing off
but
on.
But I am the one to give you that moral, loving support. And if I am not, if I am like starving, I can't be the best that I can be.
Are you for real?
I'm going to go eat.
I was nervous.
I'm going to eat.
That's why I had to bring this up in Buzz Baby University this morning, because I knew it. I knew you and food, it's weird.
No.
You have this. When you eat something delicious, it looks like you're making love to your food. It's weird with you.
I keep my pants up when I eat.
I am nervous. I am nervous that you are going to be so all about food while your wife can't eat.
Sorry.
It's going
to happen.
Oh, my.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm going to flunk this class. Does this, guys, call us up, 222 Buzz. Doesn't this make sense? One of us has to be sane.
No.
One of us has to be coherent. One of us has to be the supporter.
No, Scott, or, you're in support this you. I together.
Can't do, no, we're not. I'm not having a baby.
I am having a support person. Throughout this pregnancy, you said, we are having a baby. This is our baby. We're both having a baby. Now, all of a sudden, when it comes to eating, you're not having the baby. It's your wife.
We're having a baby. You are carrying it. You expel it from your body.
That's the one thing my husband did that I still to this day, when you ask me what it was like to deliver my children, I'll tell you, the first one was a struggle. I was pushing for 7 hours.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I say is my husband ate the same amount of ice chips as I did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did not eat. And
yes,
that,
he did.
No.
He went. Yeah, he left. I'm going to go down to the gift shop.
He didn't leave. He didn't leave my side.
Yeah.
And that was so awesome.
He went into the bathroom, shut the door in the room. And he had a pack of like
the bathroom.
Yeah, he went in the bathroom and he had one of those little kid sized bags of potato chips.
Well, he fooled me, and that was moving to me. That was like, okay, we are a team through thick and thin.
Who is on Sandy's line of thinking here at 222 Buzz? Who is on my line of thinking? Someone has to be there.
The lesson in today's class: do not eat food.
Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Can I agree with both of you?
Oh.
You got to pick one of us.
Nah, see, she's black and white. You
got
to pick
This is a black and white issue.
No, it's not.
Well,
yes,
not really. Hold on. When my three girls were born, it was all before cell phones were all invented and everything
else.
So I had to keep family updated because they were born at 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, early in the morning. So I was keeping family updated by going to the phone, making one phone call, and then they would contribute to the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
During those outings, I found a bag of chips. But in what Sandy's defense is, I totally agree. Don't eat in front of her. That's just cruel.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever eat
right
in front of her.
Totally,
I probably never eat in front of her unless she made me, of course. You eat. Go get some food and bring it up.
Because there's going to be people who come in and visit or whatever, and they're going to bring you food. Or people will say, hey, eat. Or
listen, my family isn't that Italian. It's
mother brought gnocchis.
Yeah, they bring lasagna up to the hotel, the hospital room. It's not, that doesn't work like that.
Yeah, Monday.
Eat your food. You got to eat. You got to eat the push of the baby.
Listen, man, I can say this. One of us has to be strong, right? As the other has to be involved. So I need to be involved.
I agree, but just don't eat in front of her. I'm fine with that. Perfectly fine.
Don't tell her you're eating.
If I have to go to one side, I'd have to go with her side.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Hi to Buzz. It's Baby University. Are you our latest professor? Yes, you are. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Okay, good.
Tell him you agree with me. Do not eat.
I'm sorry. You got to eat. You got to keep your energy up. And if you're going to be there for your lady, you definitely have to have some sustenance. So
yeah.
I say go ahead and eat. When my two kids were, my wife had very long labors.
Yeah.
And if I had not eaten, I would have been done. I mean, I would not have been able to be there and hold her hand, take care of her, do any of that. So
okay, Hold on a second. So it's okay for her to do all the work and starve, but for you to hold her hand, you need nutrition? Like, that doesn't make sense, right? You know how ridiculous that sounds, right?
I'm not sitting there like eating a cheeseburger in her face. This is so good.
Like, honey, hand me a napkin.
Don't reach over her big belly to get. You guys are cruel.
But a power bar to keep going, that's
discreet, you know? But you got to eat. Okay, let's make a slogan. You got to eat, but be discreet. How's that sound?
You keep ducking down.
Right. Oops, I dropped something. Nom, nom, nom.
Just listen to the women, please. Women professors.
Dude.
We run the class today.
Thanks, man. Thanks for being on Baby University. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, Scotty, finally we have a woman professor that's showing up to teach the class. You can't eat, right? He cannot eat during the delivery.
Actually, my husband did get an opportunity to get something to eat while I was in labor, but that was only after I threw him out of the room when I told him I wanted an epidural. My labor switched around to my back at hour 26.
Oh, my goodness. 26 hours?
Oh, no, I went 30.
Oh, my God, woman.
And then I had a C-section.
Angel.
And then it was a C-section.
Oh, jeez, really? Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I went to my labor switched around to my back. I went from not so bad to screaming agony in three seconds, went for the epidural. I had not had any pain control up until that point.
Whoa.
My husband said, you don't need this. You're doing great. And I looked at him and said, you need to leave the room now.
As your head spun around on your neck.
And our sister-in-law said, why don't you go take a little break? Go get something to eat. You've been going through this. You've both been going through this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be fine. I'll stay with her.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
but yeah, I get psychotic.
You agree, though. Scott cannot eat in the delivery room.
Not in the room, no. But if he needs to, but I'll be honest with you, if it starts getting to be long, yeah, let him go get something.
Okay, but do not, see, I don't even agree with that. But okay, fine. You can give him some leeway, but do not tell your wife you're going to go eat.
Why?
Because she's freaking hungry.
She actually told me, like, you can go home. She told me.
She's not.
She told
she's
me
not
that.
Deliver. Of course. It's
and I'm
before
not gonna go
she's
home.
Okay. Okay. I wish he would listen to us, you know? Thank you so much for being a professor.
No problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.